You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Pure Evil MMA. I'm your host, as always, Evil Eddie. We got a special guest joining us once again. We got little Lexi C joining us. What's going on, Lexi? How you been?
Hi. So excited to be back. I missed ya.
I know. It's been so crazy. I mean, I feel like what was it, about 6 months ago? Maybe 4 months ago?
Very long time ago, yeah. Before all of this craziness hit.
Oh, my God. We got so much to talk about.
We lived with them in our $7 million mansion streaming house.
Whoa, you were the streaming mansion?
Yes.
With Scott Steve Jobs and all them, and Mexican Andy and all them.
All of them, yes. They were the roomies. And I somehow ended up with the master bedroom, and my closet was like humongous. But I don't know if you know how that all went down, but it all ended because the FBI literally handcuffed us and detained us for hours.
Wait, you were a part of that?
I was a part of that.
Were you the reason why Scuff Steve Jobs threw a tantrum and he was like, why does she get to sleep in the master bed? Was that you?
Yeah, I mean, I was the one sleeping in the master bedroom. I didn't know he threw a fit though, so that's news to me. Scuff Steve Jobs loves me. Like, he's the homie. We're super close friends. So
from what I remember, he slept on the floor in that room, right?
What was that?
He had to sleep on the floor and you got to sleep in the bed or something. Is that
no,
what I remember?
No, he had his room. He did have his room. I don't know if there was a time where that was the situation, but for all I know, he always wanted to sleep in the RV anyway, in our military truck that we had.
The bumpy military truck?
I didn't ask for the master bedroom. They literally just gave it to me, but I wasn't complaining.
Oh, I wouldn't.
But right when I moved in, it all kind of went down where it ended super quick. So I was about to, I was streaming on an app called LiveMe, and I was real big on that app. So I was in the live streaming world, but I wasn't in their group. And then they didn't have any females in the group. They needed, they needed to spice it up. So they invited me to live in the streamer mansion. And then that's when I was like, okay, we're going to transition from live me streaming to YouTube streaming. And I was going to, be doing it with them. So a couple of weeks pass and I'm streaming with them and it's super fun. We went on road trips across the U.S. in our military truck. I was a part of that.
The bumpy ass military truck. Yeah.
And then those were some of the craziest times, but then all that went down. I was literally, so it was my friend's 21st birthday, so I'm like, okay, we're going to the club. I'm like lit, I come home, it's 4 a.m the next thing I know, it's 6 a.m there's people banging on our doors with guns and spotlights.
Which isn't new,
FBI.
Because they would do SWATs on everybody all the time. So this was
SWAT is one thing, but an FBI, and that is a whole new level. So I wake up, I'm still drunk from my friend's 21st birthday, and they're put your hands up, and they're handcuffing us and making us sit outside on the floor. And I'm drunk and I'm flirting with the hot FBI agents and ICE and SSJ and everyone's Lexi, shut up. And I'm just oh, you can handcuff me.
This is so crazy because I remember all of this happening and I didn't even realize it was you. Is so crazy to me. And luckily Hampton Brandon wasn't there, because then it could have been even worse,
I know. I feel like I might have been, one of the worst during the whole getting detained situation, because I was still lit from the club. Everyone else is really well behaved, and then there was me. I wasn't giving them trouble. I was just, you know, making it fun.
You're enjoying being frisked.
Not gonna lie, like, I'm glad I was still a little drunk because I would have been scared to death.
You're lucky you didn't wake up.
I thought it was funny.
You're lucky you didn't wake up.
I was sitting there with my handcuffs on.
You're lucky that you didn't have, like, anybody that was just, like, completely out of it. Like, you're lucky that you're able to even talk and, like, do all that after a night like that, you know?
I know. It was crazy. That was one of the craziest experiences of my life.
Were you a part of one of the RV trips, and which one? Because this is all new to me.
So, we went on, right when we got the military truck, we were going to pick it up. So we flew to, it was like the most random place ever, like in the middle of nowhere. I forget what even state. And we drove it back and it kept breaking down. Like, we couldn't drive like an hour without it breaking down at first. So then we had to turn around, drive it all the way back. We had to sleep in this RV, had no heat, nothing. It was so freezing cold. The one night we're like all wrapped up in blankets, like, all on top of each other, like body heat, like it was so freezing. Finally, we got it back and like we got a hotel at like this casino and just like chilled. And of course, if you guys know, Ice Poseidon fans are crazy, so they call everywhere we go.
Yeah,
and we have like issues everywhere we go. It's like, it was such a nightmare, but so fun.
What has been the backlash from all that? Because, I mean, obviously that's huge. It had to be so much fun, but his fans could be really intense.
So intense, like so intense. And they told me that. They're like, Lexi, are you sure you want to do this? Because our fan base is cruel. So there was one point after the FBI came and all that, there was like protesters outside our house.
Really?
And I remember one day, like, we had a little gate in the front, but they could still like see. So I like pull my car in and they're on the other side, and I'm like walking up the steps to get in the house, and they start like screaming my name, screaming horrible rude things, like, what the hell are you even doing in the mansion? And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is like our own place, and like we have that going on. But then the comments, of course, like, I still, to this day, a lot of my followers came from, you know, the whole Ice Poseidon thing. So a lot of them love to hate. And I'm like, whatever, you know, it's funny. And I know it's the nature of that online community.
Well, let me ask you this then. For the young girls that are trying to, and you're very young, but for like a girl that's trying to get into this and she might experience like a little bit, like, you know, 18-year-old girl, because, you know, that stuff could be really hard. You know, there's a lot of online bullying.
For sure. And still, like, I'll collab with, like, big people still. And, you know, sometimes if you, like, read the comments, you can start getting, like, down, like, oh, my God, they hate me. But really, they're not, you know, they're only saying that because they can, because they're behind their phones, because, you know.
They want you to react.
They have nothing better to do. You can't let it get to you. And sometimes it does. Like, of course, I feel like so many people are like, oh, so many influencers are like, oh, I don't let the negativity get to me, blah, blah, blah. But, like, that's a lie, because we all have something that we're insecure about. And, like, when someone comments a certain something that gets to us, I'm sure everybody experiences a little bit of insecurity and, like, uncomfort when it comes to those type of comments. Because we all do. But you just have to remember, like, this isn't real life. This is online. Don't let it get to you. And they're giving you comments, they're giving you likes, they're giving you views, so.
That's the other thing, like, I interview all UFC fighters, and I've interviewed champions that talk about this, and they're like, you know, I would make fake accounts to respond, because I wouldn't want to respond myself.
Uh-oh.
And it would eat away at these tough guys that are getting kicked and punched in the head, but yet a 13-year-old kid on his couch is bothering you, so.
Yeah, it makes me mad that these kids think that they can comment that, because for me, like, I can get those comments and it's not going to affect me, but if they think that they can comment on my photo, what's going to stop them from commenting on the girl at school's photo who's actually really insecure and then might actually develop some type of mental illness from this bullying that goes on? So I really do wish it would stop. And I try to not give into and feed into the negativity, because I think that Ice Poseidon's community, because it's so, like, fed into, I think that's why people continue to do it. But that's a different story.
It's accepted like over it's, there. Yeah, yeah.
That's... It's accepted. It's different over there. But there is a fine line between when it's, okay, this is funny, and, okay, you're actually going to hurt someone's feelings. Because I would walk in the room with Ice's stream on. I'd walk in his room while he was streaming, and I'd just get hate through the TTS speaker.
Oh,
and
my God. I showed my girlfriend, I showed her Asian Andy when he would sleep and all the sounds they would do over it. And we were dying. It was the first time she ever seen any of that material showing her Hampton Brandon, highlights from Ice and all that. And she was dying laughing. But there's money to be made there. And when they go out in public and that stuff goes off, have you ever experienced anything like that where the talk goes off in public? And
oh, for sure. I mean, even just on our trips, they would literally be saying horrible words that I will not say on this podcast out loud on repeat for everybody to hear, and it's just like, oh my gosh, this is such an embarrassing, but it's hilarious. And like, people who don't know, like, that we're live streamers are like appalled, and that's the best part, is to see their reactions. But
so to switch gears a little bit on the same topic before we get into the whole corona thing and what's going on there with content creators and how you're reacting and dealing with it all, I got live me. That's a new thing that came out or got big in the last year or so, I want to say. What was your decision there? Because for a lot of streamers, including myself, I'm always looking to, like, right now we're on Periscope. And Periscope, right, I'm comfortable with. What is it about Live Me that made you join their community over Twitch or any other platform?
Well, I'm not a gamer. I've tried, and I'm really uncoordinated when it comes to like Fortnite and everything. So I was like, I don't know if Twitch is for me, because I'm, you know, that's basically mostly gamers.
Yeah.
So LiveMe seems like a fun platform to just hop on, and you can play little games head to head. And I didn't really even know a lot about the live streaming world. Like I said, I used to live in New York. When I moved to LA is when I got into the whole social media thing, because LA just is a lot of influencers. It's filled, you're around a lot of it. So that's kind of how I got involved. But Live Me, I don't stream on there any longer. It was fun while it lasted, but it's similar to the apps like Meet Me or there's a few, like Bigo is another one.
I saw that one recently with the little
dinosaur. They send you gifts, which you can either send back or cash out. And you know your girl would cash hers out.
Yeah. And right now all that stuff's blowing up because people want stuff to do. So I feel like those kind of platforms are getting huge right now.
It's funny you bring that up, because I literally just emailed Meet Me and told them like, hey, I'm down to stream on your app, because they always try to get, people
new
always
influencers
recruiting me for different apps. So I'm gonna be streaming on there probably tonight, but.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well,
I think that they're easier to grow on compared to like streaming on YouTube or whatever, because they are, you know, if you put in the hours, you'll grow. So I think it's easier to grow and you can make some money.
What's your advice though? Because, you know, it might take a year, it might take 2 years before you start getting, before you're not, you know, a 1K Andy or something like Ice would say.
Right. It's consistency. I would stream on Live Me for 3 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
And
that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Don't even expect to make a lot until a few months of doing that.
It's a lot of work, and people, like, for a while it was so weird for me to say I'm a podcaster until I started making money, you know, the sponsors and all that. It could be embarrassing, but now I feel like it's still like a thin line of people not understanding how much work really goes into all this. It's more than full time. It's all day. And even when you're not streaming, you're responding, you're on social media, you're on this app, that. It's a lot.
Right. And streaming is extremely hard, because on top of the live content, you have to be producing content to put out even when you're not live to grow your channel or to grow your page.
So
it's a challenge.
Let's talk about what everyone wants us and what everyone's really waiting for. the coronavirus right now in your area and the content creators you know. How are you guys responding and reacting to it? And, you know, happy 420 to everybody out there. I'm sure there's tons of people streaming right now. But, you know, what's it been like for you out there right now?
Honestly, this quarantine has been great for content. I am quarantined with my best friend, Beau. His name is Suburban Prince. He's huge on Instagram and TikTok, and we've just been busting out the content. I grew from like 68K on TikTok, which TikTok is like everything right now. Everyone's loving TikTok. So I was at 68K, and then the quarantine started, and now I'm at 225K.
Wow.
And I have videos hitting 4 million, 1 million, hundreds of thousands of views. And I'm just like, well, I wouldn't have been doing this if it weren't for the coronavirus, which is so unfortunate that's all that's happening. But it has given me a lot of time to just focus on making TikToks.
So for people that don't know, like, who you are, like, what kind of content are you creating on TikTok for them to go check out?
On TikTok, so I've been doing a lot of collaborations with Suburban Prince, and he's comedy. So I do a little bit of comedy. Like, yesterday, I'm in my bathroom doing my makeup, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to dress up as a boy and do a funny TikTok today. So I include some comedy, which I think it's funny. Some people think I'm just idiotic on there, but hey, like I said, we're always gonna have the hate comments.
Well,
so I do a little bit of comedy, and then you can't go wrong with like the TikTok dancing.
Yeah,
I've been a dancer my whole life, so I'm like, oh, I can finally like put my dance skills back into motion. So I've been doing that. With TikTok, if anyone's out there trying to do TikTok, it's just really being on top of the trends, I think. And following the trends. Right now, I'm putting out all different types of content and seeing what hits. So my videos that have gone big are usually like a dance, but with a funny spin.
Yeah.
Something like a little to make loose, it different.
Not
something
too
to make
stiff.
It funny, yeah.
There's
or anything with my butt in it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's always going to get clicks. You know what I mean? There's this one girl, I don't know if her name's Jade Bug, on Instagram. She's like one of the young dancers around your age. I love watching those kind of, or even the Backpack Kid. I love watching those kind of videos.
Oh my gosh, he's funny. I actually met him at an Instagram party, and I was filming the MTV show, and he was like, oh, what are you guys doing? And then we got to talking, but his content is so funny.
Can you do that? Like, I always try to do that.
The whole, like...
Can you do it?
Like, I don't know.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's harder than it looks. Like, y'all may think, like, oh, it's just some silly... But, like, that takes a lot of, like, coordination.
And he's got these arms that just, like, move, like... It's
flail.
So, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hysterical.
But that, I think that's really weird that you bring that up, because that was one of my questions for you. You see people like Beyonce right now doing live parties where people can, you know, buy a seat to sit there and tune in for something to do. Now that there's no Instagram parts and stuff, what are you guys doing? Have you seen anybody doing anything like that? Like live streams with other streamers where they're having like live DJs and stuff like that? Have you seen that? Because I've only seen it from like the big, big, big stars. But
yeah, I've noticed a lot of like, the celebrities are doing live concerts, whether it be on their...
Like,
Instagram
right now, if you go on Instagram,
whatever,
the whole thing is live.
Live.
Everyone is live.
I did a little Instagram live, but that was just when I was like, you know what, I'm going to have a few White Claws, and then I end up, like, on my Instagram live. Like, so, but content creators, I think, are getting really creative on this time because they do have so much time on their hands. So... I do need to check in on the live streaming community when it comes to ICE and them, because I'm dying to know what they're doing there during this quarantine. But I do think it's giving a lot of people a lot of time to get creative. So
maybe a little bit too much. I mean, I wonder what's going to come out of this, though. You know what I mean? Like, this is like the 70s, you know, Woodstock for streamers, basically. Like, everyone's come into like a community, and it's an experience for everybody that we're all living through right now. I'm getting chills talking about it. Lexi, how unreal is this? This is what I thought 2012 would be. Like, this.
Right, with all that talk, yeah. But this is crazy. I never thought that I would be living through this. Sometimes I, like, get sad about it. And my mom will be like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm lucky. I'm fine during this time. I'm glad to be healthy. But the fact that like the whole world is on lockdown right
now.
It's
so weird. It's unreal.
It's just unbelievable. It's really scary. It's so scary.
Like you said, it's good for content creators like you or me, but for the rest of the world, just seeing everybody's getting really depressed, really angry. There was a fist fight in my road yesterday with kids walking around, and the two parent adults got into a fist fight. Like, people are on edge
no
right now.
No way. And everyone's drinking. I got in a little fight at Walmart.
No, you
did. Not an actual fight, but it was a bicker, and this man starts laughing in my face. I was like...
Oh, I hate that. A man, that's a girl thing. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, it was a grown man clapping in my face, all because, like, they had the buggies lined up to walk down and around, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
I've never been to a quarantine Walmart, like, directing me that way. I walked in the door, started screaming in my face. I'm like, I'm walking in the store, and I just, like, went in. But it was so crazy. I think people are losing their minds, and I've gotten texts from like every ex that I haven't talked to for 5 years. Like, everyone's hitting me up, and I'm just like, what is going on?
Quarantine and chill. Yeah, Netflix quarantine and chill. That's what everyone's doing right now. Well, perfect. What have you been watching, like, late at night? Or what are some of the things you're watching?
So the show Suits. I'm on season 8 of the show Suits.
Are you?
Meghan Markle is in that. You know, she's the princess now. But Suits has been really good. Okay, so I sat down to watch Tiger King.
Blew your mind, right?
Okay, honestly, I couldn't even. I was like, what am I watching? I'm gonna do it. I promise I'm gonna do it because I see so much about it. My sister is calling me dressed up as Carol Baskin, and I'm just like, what is this show?
Hey, all you cool cats
so
and
I
tigers.
See, for me, because I do acting, when I sit down, I really like to watch a scripted series with some great actors and all that. But like, so I sat down, I'm gonna try it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on Grey's Anatomy or something. Like,
yeah,
I just, like, couldn't do it. But I'm gonna watch it, because if I see one more person, like, doing a Carol Baskin dance on TikTok and dressing, like, everyone is obsessed. Have you watched it? Because I'm so out of it without seeing
you're
it.
You're like me. Like, if everyone's talking about it, it's like, you don't feel right if you're not. You know what I mean? So I turned it on. My girl was sleeping next to me, and I thought I would put it on and just, like, kind of doze off. Lexi, I was sitting up just like the whole time, and every episode it builds up, and all. I don't even want to ruin it for people who haven't seen it yet, but it was way better than I could have ever expected. And it
I
has
know,
so
see,
many
that's why
moments.
I didn't go through with it. I was like, I'm not going to watch a documentary about, like, no, we're not doing that right now. And then everyone's hyping it up. I'm like, it must be incredible. It must be incredible.
And, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, Netflix and all that, they got to be making so much money. There's so much content out there to watch. And I want to steer people towards, like, what you've been in. You just mentioned you were in that. But you're in a ton of stuff.
I have a movie on Amazon that you
Do
guys
you?
Can watch. It's called 12, yeah.
I'll put all those links down below, because I have Amazon. I'll get all the links. I'll put them down below for people who want to go down and watch some of Lexi's content.
Awesome.
What did you do for that?
I play the girlfriend in the movie. So it's a cute, it's like a family-oriented movie. So if you guys, you know, want to watch it with kids or whatever, it's about baseball. So that's super cute.
Those are some of my favorite movies. Love and Basketball or Hardball.
Right.
Anything with sports.
Right.
Remember the Titans. Anything.
It's a cute family sports movie. So I really enjoyed filming that. So I'm glad that that's available now on Amazon.
I want to see more of your music, though, Lexi. You did a cover of, not Soulja Boy. Who did you do a cover of?
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD. Who did you do that cover with? Because it blew me away. How amazing that came out.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I do want to make some more covers, but I've actually been in the studio recording a whole EP.
So I'm going to be
putting that out. I'm mad because it's all on hold right now. I have the EP all written. We have our, we have some of it recorded. We just need to finish that up, and then I want to be dropping here soon. So, music on the way.
Who is that kid in the video with you?
I'm so mad. What was that?
Who's in the video with you?
That was one of my friends, Jordan. He's an artist. He plays guitar and everything. So we did. Juice WRLD was one of my favorite artists.
So sad. So, what do you think so really happened? Because, you know, I'm sure you know what No Jumper is, Adam 22. And...
Yeah, I know Adam through Ice Poseidon, actually.
Oh, that makes so much sense then. Yeah. That makes, you've met Adam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever been to the studio? Why haven't you gone on there for an interview yet then? Like,
because I haven't dropped my music yet.
There you go. Perfect. Right? That's perfect.
But when I drop my music, you know I'm going to be hitting up Adam.
He's one of my favorites, I'm telling you.
OG.
He's definitely one of my favorite people to tune in and watch. And like my new girl, I'm like trying to show her all these people, and it's just so much for her. Like this whole, it's another world. It really is. If you're not used to it, you know?
And we're kind of, I mean, I'm 22 and I sometimes feel like I'm older in all this like internet stuff, because it really is. It's like kind of a generation gap. My sister's 26, but I have to fill her in on like, oh, this is TikTok. And I get that because all my friends who are TikTokers and influencers and stuff, a lot of them are younger than me. So I get it. Like, it's our nature. It's younger kids' nature to be like all over the internet. But like, you know.
It's kind of funny, like, introduce, like, my favorite is trying to introduce her to the Ice Poseidon crew, because there's so many Andys.
It's hard to understand.
There's too many Andys.
They're like, what? I don't get it. And I'm like, no, like, this is a community of streamers.
So I wanted to ask you, with the No Jumper Adam 22 thing, you know, he was talking about the Juice WRLD incident, what happened, and rest in peace to Juice. But what are your thoughts on that? Do you believe that he was, you know, swallowing the pills because of a raid on the plane? Or how do you feel about it? Either way, I just feel it's disrespectful to even talk or accuse anybody of anything like that.
I just feel like none of us were there, so how would we know?
It's all, yeah.
You know, how would we know? And it's so unfortunate that happened. So unfortunate. I saw him... 3 times live, because I kept going back, because the first time he didn't sing Robbery. The second time he didn't sing Robbery. The third time he sang Robbery, and I just like was in tears, you know. So I think his music is so great. And I think he was such an incredible artist, and I hope that they continue to drop more of his music. But I did want to do that cover just to, you know, show my love and support for his music, and rest in peace.
I think it's so interesting how many rappers, amazing, Little Peep's one of my favorites. I'm getting the chills right now. Little Peep's one of my favorites. And I remember first time I saw him, he was on my ex-girlfriend's phone. I was like, who's that? She was like, it's Little Peep. And I like went to go check him out. And I was just like, wow, this reminds me of when I was, you know, my name's Evil Eddie. But in high school, middle school, I was Emo Eddie, because everything was post-hardcore, screamo stuff. So... like, I love that kind of vibe, like that punk rock,
me
pop
too.
Punk
you know
vibe.
What song I've been randomly listening to every single day is that Walk Away is a Walk Away is the Door Slams,
you know,
by
what?
Little Peep. That's one of my favorites. And did you watch his
I was about to say that. Everybody's Everything.
So good.
I freaked out, and his grandfather talking through the whole... Lexi, I don't know if you guys can see this on camera, but
chills.
My hair is standing up right now thinking about it. Just his letters to him and what he was going through, and just... if you haven't seen that, watch it. And for people that don't know...
I thought it was really well done.
You'll fall in love with him. His music really reminds me of, you know, that early 2000s post-hardcore, but it changed everything. And... it's just so sad how many people we've been losing. Early him, X, you know, even sometimes there's rappers out there, I won't mention names, but I get nervous for.
Me too.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like at one point it changed. Adam said this, and it rang a bell. I was like, that's exactly what's going on. Where did this happen? When we were growing up, rappers were drug dealers. Now they're drug addicts. And it's grunge all over again, in a way. And it's just kind of sad. But people,
it's so sad.
People can relate, and I just feel like the whole Little Peep thing, it's just heartbreaking, because he was such a change for music. And you know, out in LA, man, I can only imagine what that must be like. And for Adam to see all of that go down, it's just so interesting to me what's going on. And it's just sad, man. It's just sad.
I know. I wish there was a way to stop it.
They're
so sad.
What is your message to people out there that are suffering from addiction? Because like we were talking about before, there's so many bullies online and this and that. But, you know, how do you battle when you feel down and out? Because we all feel down and out sometimes. What do you do personally?
Right. Well, I actually just had an experience within the past year with my whole friend group. You know, I do hang out with a lot of people who are in the music industry and who are, you know, in that industry where it is around a lot. And we lost one of our friends. And since then, I've noticed that anyone who was dabbling in that type of lifestyle really pulled it together and was like, we need to stop messing with this because of, you know, how bad it hurt losing someone that we loved. And my advice would be, you know, stay true to who you are. And if you see that kind of stuff around, it's really not the answer because it can only cause more depression, more hurt. And don't let the people around you influence you. Be the good influence. So stay true to who you are. And if you know that that's not something you would dabble in, don't even try, because it's so dangerous. It's so sad. And we see so many of our, you know, loved artists going down that path, which is so unfortunate. So
here's a perfect example.
There's other ways to get through it.
And here's a perfect example is a lot of the fans that love Little Peep. Sometimes it is so much more therapeutic to put that kind of vibe on when you feel that way. It's better than talking to a friend or a therapist that you don't know. I find that right. More of a relief than it would be to get upset. Like, people are like, how do you listen to that? And it's like, no, it like sings to me. It vibrates with me and makes me feel right. A lot better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think the perfect thing that you're trying to say is like, when you say don't listen to what people have to say, is like, when you want a tattoo and you have like the perfect idea of a tattoo that you want, and you'll be like, what do you guys think about this? They're going to knick-knack this, that. But if you want that, wear it and be proud of that because it means something
exactly.
To you.
Exactly.
Don't listen to what this, that, and the other thing says because you're not going to feel right about it.
Right.
You know? Lexi.
And that person might not be there in 6 months. You might not be friends with them anymore. You might. So why let anyone influence big life decisions if they're not, you know, the only person that's going to really be there for your whole life is you. So do what makes you happy. Do what's good for you.
I started getting angry as we hit the last 5 minutes of this. I started getting really angry at people in my life that weren't like real. Like there would be like times where like people would feel a certain way or like give off an energy, but wouldn't say it. I never understood, like, just say what's on your mind. It feels so much better when you get over that barrier. If somebody does something that you don't like, or you're, like, you know, with a girl out and somebody says something and they walk away and it just ruins the vibe, say something. Like, I don't understand that. How do you deal with stuff that's, like, on your mind? Are you kind of not confrontational person, but what are you like in public when something's bothering you?
Well, I have been kind of the type to not want to have confrontation and kind of just want to like walk away from my problems. But I feel like I have learned that when something's bothering me, it's not going to change unless you do something about it. So whether that means saying something or, you know, doing something to change the outcome of any situation, you're going to feel better about it rather than sit there and get upset about it or cry about it. So I think you should stand up for yourself and stand up for whatever it is that you need.
And at the end of the day, honestly, I just want to say one more thing. Whenever you're feeling down, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are just feeling isolated right now, go out, make a TikTok. If you don't have a TikTok, go out there, start live streaming, go out there, work on art, play a song. There's so much you can be doing right
now.
And
you won't
yourself.
Feel like doing it at first. I don't want to do it. I don't feel like getting ready to do it. I don't feel like getting dressed to do it. I just want to lay here. No, that is how you get depressed. The second you get up, get outside. Y'all need to do this during the quarantine because it's so easy to get in a slump. And I know you won't feel like doing it at first, but once you start doing it, the second you start doing it, you're going to have fun with it. And you're going to be like, wow, I'm so glad I did that. And you'll feel good because you got something done.
You're like me. If I'm not doing something creative, I just feel like this empty. Like yesterday, oh my gosh, you don't know this, but so Lexi messaged me yesterday on Instagram. She was like, how about tomorrow? And I read it, and I didn't even realize it wasn't from the day before. And I thought it was for yesterday. So I was ready to go yesterday at 7. And then I was like, wait, I'm an idiot. She meant tomorrow. So I sat here like, I need something to do now. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's like,
I was going to say, oh, I'll hop on. But like,
No, that was my fault.
I was like, you know, we'll give the viewers at least something a little more put together. We'll wait for tomorrow.
But the thing is, like, you know, at some point, I'm sure you can relate to this. Let's end on this note, because I think it's very motivational what we're talking about right now. You know, sometimes when you get to the second, third year, whatever you're doing, it could get hard to get motivated again. Ice Poseidon, good example of it. His right. Streamers were like, why aren't you streaming when you used to? Why are you only doing like an hour here or this and that? Leave our listeners and your fans with this note of how you stay motivated when you feel like that, because it's going to happen at some point.
It's easy to get burnt out. And my advice would be take a break if you need a break. There's nothing wrong with taking a break, but don't let that break become reality. Don't let it last too long. Take your day, take your week if you need a week, but get back to it, because you need to think about why you started doing it in the first place. And when you think about that, you're probably going to realize, oh, it's because it made me happy. So bring yourself back to the roots of why you started doing it. And don't do it for anything or anyone else. Do it because it makes you happy.
There you guys go. Lexi C ending it with a bang right there with the EP coming out. She's got a bunch of stuff out there for you guys to go check out on Amazon. And we're going to have all the links for her stuff down below. Make sure to go follow her. Lexi, you know what we like to do at this point in the interview. I hand the imaginary microphone over to you. If you have any shout outs, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere, Twitch, Live Me, wherever you are, give your tags, anything. The floor is now all yours.
Perfect. Instagram is Little Lexi C, LilLexiC. TikTok is The Lexi C, posting content there every day. The TheLexiC. And other than that, across the board, you'll find Little Lexi C.
All right, Lexi. Last thing, what do you got planned for the rest of the year? Even though this is going on, do you have anything lined up for the end of 2020?
As soon as this is over, I'm hitting auditions like crazy. I've had a bunch of audition tapes, so we're hoping for some new gigs there. And this music stuff, I'm ready to blast it off. I've been working hard on it, so I'm excited.
Adam22, get this woman on there.
Hey!
Or Lena. Go hang out with Lena. Hey. She'll get you in on there. Lexi, God bless. Thank you so much. Before you go, can you say, hey guys, it's Lil Lexi C, and you're listening to Pure Evil MMA?
Hi guys, it's Lil Lexi C, and you're listening to Pure Evil MMA.
Thanks, Lexi. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Ciao. Bye.
All right, guys. There you go. Lil Lexi C. And that does it for this episode of Pure Evil MMA. For you guys out there that want to check her content out, I'm going to have that down below here on iTunes channel. If you're watching live right now on Periscope, you're not going to find it here. So go over to iTunes. Subscribe there. Oh, YouTube, we're about to get to 900 subscribers. We're at 898, I believe, is at right now, this moment. We need 2 more subscribers. If you are the 900th subscriber, message me right now. I'm going to send you something. Subscribe right now. Send me that screenshot. And guys, you know what it is. Without evil, there's no purity. When